spilling the tea on Hollywood's A-listers.
I think that Drake is just being a misogynistic, you know, jerk.
Exposing scandals.
Cheating on me again. Cheating on me again. Cheating on me again. Oh, let's get married.
Digging the dirt.
Honestly, I don't know how much more rich she could get. Feels a little bit greedy.
And finding out what's happening behind the scenes.
He said in a couple of sentences about why he would never have a baby with her.
His identity is a secret, but he's broken some of the biggest scandals in Hollywood. It's Anti-Lawyer on Katie and Ed.
Anti!
Hola!
How are you?
What you doing?
Oh, what am I doing? I'm not really doing a whole lot.
Are you in bed?
No, I generally stand up when I talk to you guys because I don't want it to sound like horribly like, you know, lazy. Yeah. If I was laying in bed, I would just be like, yeah, what's going on? Yeah, kind of thing. So I just, you know, I stand
talking
up.
Talking to us with your bedroom voice?
I feel like we have talked to you before from your bed.
Oh, I don't doubt it, especially when we were doing it like an hour earlier. Oh, yeah.
Well, it's Enti's world and we're just living in it. So let's dive in. Obviously, we have to talk about the divorce between Joe Jonas and Sophie Turner. So originally it was like, oh, they're getting a divorce. But then, oh, maybe they're not because she was at his show. But oh, yeah, they definitely are.
Okay. Here's how this is going to go.
Yeah.
The... the whole at the show thing was, can you do me a favor? We are filming a movie and we need to have continuity. So can you please show up wearing the same thing that you wore before? So that way it looks the same. Okay. Everybody got fooled by that. And I don't even know why, because,
well, I mean that was just ridiculous. To be fair, who was looking for it? Was anyone actually looking to say, oh, she's wearing the same thing?
I don't know. I mean, I pay attention to these things.
I mean, I think, too, like, just from being, like, at the Taylor show in L.A., like, we knew that she was filming the tour movie, and because she wore the same outfits, and you know what I mean? So it was, like, very well known that she was going to splice all the different shows together to make it one concert for the movie. So this isn't, like, a surprise that they do this.
Correct. Now, with Taylor, it was just the L.A. shows. But, I mean, I get with the... I mean, so it was going to...
Your phone cut out.
A favor.
Wait, say that line again. Your phone got silly.
She did him a favor?
Yeah.
And then the other part of it is that she did him a solid. And then he's been trashing her in the media for the last 3 or 4 days.
I have to know, when did it go south? Like, what was the catalyst of the beginning of the end and the selling of the house, and here we are?
Okay, well, they said, you know, and the thing that, oh, it's like 6 months ago, which would, you know, put us in the dog days of March. I think that, like I said, you could see it coming with the selling of the house, not just the selling, but the fact that, you know, they didn't leave it on the market, and they just took way under asking. And so that was one thing. But the other thing is that he says that she likes to party and that he likes to stay home. All right. Let's go back in time a little bit. When they got together, this dude was partying so much. He was out of control. He basically was going to get kicked out of the other group because of the fact that he was partying too much and just was out of control.
Oh, DNCE.
And yes, cake by the ocean. And the, so he was going to get kicked out of that. And she was just coming off a relationship with Danny Cipriani, who is a rugby player. And who, by the way, has a book coming out next week, which should be quite the tell all.
Ooh, wait, about her?
No, I mean, about everybody. The dude has slept with everybody and taken, and he's a rugby player for England and stuff.
Yeah.
But he was super old compared to her. She was like 18 when they started dating, the Danny Cipriani guy. And then, so she was in a different kind of place, and then she ends up with Joe Jonas. And she has said before that she just likes to stay home. She doesn't like to go out.
Right.
And here she is. She's young, and then during COVID and everything, they have one kid, then they have another kid. And then he says, you got to go out on tour with me. I don't want you working. So come with me, come with me, do this, don't have your own life, don't have your own life. I'm done with you. And then, you know, he's basically trying to make it sound like she's a bad mom, that, and now the whole Ring camera thing. Oh, you know, like, I just, it is so horrible. He treated her so awful.
So the ring doorbell thing, can you elaborate on that? Because what was it that he possibly caught her saying something on the camera?
No, I think he possibly, like, somebody came to the house or something like that. That's how he's trying to make it sound like somebody came to the house. Mm. And, but here, like, if you go back and I went over the first 4 or 5 months of their relationship for a podcast episode I did. And honestly, I went through blinds that I hadn't revealed before and stuff. And he was awful to her then. And I specifically remember like the first year or so that they were together, just him constantly cheating on her or whatever. And so for him to like gaslight her like this, it's just, this seems to be the new thing. And then what you do for this new thing is you get TMZ on your side. TMZ has never supported a woman in their life. Okay. Ever. So if you want to trash a woman, then go to TMZ and they'll be happy to take your side on it.
Before we go any further, is stupid Lou Taylor involved at all with the Jonas Brothers? Seriously?
I don't think so. Oh, okay. I don't think so.
But on the heels of what you're saying, Enty, like, I just saw that, you know, not long after the news of this divorce comes out and like, oh, it's all Sophie's fault, blah, blah, blah. There's these paparazzi photos of Joe out with the kids being dad of the year. Mm. And the timing was very convenient.
That's what they, okay. It used to be back in the days of 07, 08 with the Britney, the Lindsay, the Paris and everything, mm-hmm. where you could make a lot of money selling photos, and People Magazine was paying, you know, Brad and Angelina $15 million for baby photos and paying Christina Aguilera $2 million for baby photos.
Yeah.
Back then, the paparazzi thing was crazy and they would be everywhere, blah, blah. Now you have to call them. Okay. you have to call them and say, look, I'm going to be here. I'm going to be here. Great. We'll be there.
They're we'll check our schedule. We'll see if we're busy.
So that's what happened. You know, it's just, or it doesn't even have to be the paparazzi. It could just be somebody with Joe. Let's take some pictures and then we'll go, we'll send them over to Backgrid and then they can sell them.
Yeah.
It's that simple. You don't even actually have to call the paparazzi. And most of the time, it's very, very obvious that what are the odds that you don't ever see a photo of Joe Jonas anywhere. And then when he's calling Sophie a horrible mom, that all of a sudden he's there, oh my God, with the kids. How lucky and convenient that the paparazzi just happened to be with there. You know, it's just,
and get these really clear shots from not that far away. Wow.
it's all, okay. You know, they're just playing with you. They're just manipulating you. Yeah.
Now, is her side going to come back with some juicy allegations, or is she too classy?
I think she's just going to say, screw it, I don't care.
It's not worth it.
Not worth it, you know? She's going to go off to England and, you know, just live her life. And, I think that we might see some stuff in the, when we get around to the visitation and stuff, and that's going to be interesting because I do think that she probably wants to go back to England.
Yeah.
And, but so, you know, how is it going to work with the kids and everything like that?
Do you think that Joe is going to try for like full custody or something?
I think that he'll try just because he doesn't want to have to pay a bunch of child support.
Yeah.
So if he gets full custody, then he doesn't have to do that. I don't know. Joe Jonas has never been my favorite Jonas brother.
He's the one who lied the most about the purity.
He's the one who lied the most about the purity rings.
Yeah. He also broke up with Taylor on the phone. Like, what a jerk.
Oh my God. It's always Taylor.
Okay. And also don't forget that he couldn't, like, Gigi Hadid dumped him, you know?
Yeah.
I just think
it's true.
It just, you know, I just like, and then, Ashley Greene, I lost my virginity to Ashley Greene. Like, she really wants that out there.
Yeah, no kidding. You know?
Auntie, look, are there any celebrity couples that have come to this point and made it work that have come back from the brink when it pretty much looks like they're over?
Yeah, I mean, there's been a few, I guess.
What about Pink and Carrie Hart?
Oh,
didn't they get
right.
back together?
Yeah.
I mean, that looks pretty bad. I mean, don't you think that Will and Jada, that looks pretty bad?
I mean,
that always looks pretty bad.
Yeah,
they don't even live together, do they?
No, I don't think so. I mean, Dax Shepard and Kristen Bell say they go to like couples therapy like 5 times a week. If I, you know, if you're going to couples therapy 5 times a week, that means you're spending like however long it takes to get there.
Yeah.
Then you're doing it. And then you're, that's a lot. I'm shocked that they are still together.
And like, no shade to couples therapy because it can be really good, but 5 times a week, that's maybe got an underlying subtext.
I know. It's just like, and I think it goes hand in hand with his like addiction and stuff like that and
sure.
sobriety and stuff. I think that has something to do with it too. But there's been a lot, you know, it just on the brink couples. But here's the thing. When it's on the brink and then you guys don't really have Housewives there except on Slice. But, you know, there was, you know, Corey Bierman and Kim Zolciak.
Oh, yeah.
And,
that's
you know,
a good one.
And so they're like, oh, yeah, we're going to get divorced. Oh, no, we're not. Yeah, now we are.
I mean, we did have the Housewives of Vancouver.
You did. You're correct. Don't they show them all on Slice pretty much anyway?
I think so. You can definitely watch them all.
No one in the room has cable.
Yeah.
Well, there you go.
But what about like J-Lo and Ben Affleck? I mean, they never got married technically, but they did get back together. Mm-hmm. So love isn't dead,
but
I guess.
There was like a good solid 15 years in between that,
wasn't
there?
Just a couple of decades in the middle.
I feel like most...
Long enough for her to forget that Vancouver stripper.
Yes! Wow.
Most celebrity couples are just together for business reasons. I really feel like that's the case.
That's Bay and Jay-Z in my
yeah,
mind. Is their business
totally.
Partners,
oh, yeah, that's
husband
done.
And wife?
Yeah.
No, I totally agree with the Beyonce and Jay-Z. They'll never get divorced like that. And then there's a lot that just like... like Method Man's wife, she just, okay, whatever you want to do. I feel like that's the same maybe with Snoop Dogg's wife. Okay, whatever
Wait,
you want to do, whatever you want to do.
Method Man is married?
Yeah, for like 20 years.
Wow.
I didn't know that.
Well.
Yeah, but he's also had twins outside of marriage. He had an affair with Wendy Williams. He had with
Wild.
Superhead, Kareem Stephens and stuff like that. But, you know, it's just like, I feel like, okay, like Rita Ora and Takeo Itiyi, it's going to be the same thing. He cheats on her every second he gets, but I think it's maybe possibly an open relationship, at least on his end. You know, she's probably not allowed to do anything.
Right.
Of course.
Yeah.
Can we talk about Olivia Rodrigo and Taylor Swift and this possible lukewarm, unseasoned beef that is happening between them? So, NT Lawyer, our celebrity insider, can you tell us if Vampire, the song by Olivia Rodrigo, is in fact about Taylor Swift?
100%.
Really? Because she's doing these interviews where she's not saying it's not about her, but she's not confirmed. She's doing that
Taylor
thing.
Taylor does the same thing.
But the reason that it's weird is because Olivia and Taylor were like BFFs a couple of years ago, like around the Folklore
right.
era. And now, you know, she
yeah,
didn't go see
Taylor
her on
Swift
tour.
Taylor stole money from her.
Wait, what?
Yes.
Elaborate.
Okay. So Olivia wrote some songs or whatever, and then Taylor says, okay, that's my song. And so I want credit. And then she got the woman from Paramore and said, so basically they took all the credits from Olivia Rodrigo, even though there really, you could argue that there wasn't. And I forget from Paramore, what's her name again?
Hayley
but
Williams.
She, thank you. And she said, I don't need the credit or whatever. Taylor said, you need to take the credit from her. So, started it.
Yeah,
and then if you saw like the other day,
people were saying that the Olivia song sounded like Paramore, right? The Good For You or whatever. Remember, there was that whole thing.
Yeah. And so that started it. And then Olivia just said, okay, this person is not nice. This person's not real to me. This person's fake and just wants me as window dressing, much the same way that she uses Ice Spice. And then, Olivia writes the song about her. I think it was yesterday, the day before. Olivia's wearing a shirt, and it's like a picture, and it honestly, God, it looks a lot like Taylor Swift. And there's blood coming out of the mouth, and it's red, and it's just like, Red Album, Vampire, looks like Taylor Swift. I mean, she knows how to play the game.
Yeah.
As well as Taylor Swift knows how to play the game.
Yeah, I don't really feel
but
that
she's
bad
doing
for
it for Gen Z. She's right. doing it for Gen Z.
Is
and, you know, Taylor's doing it for the millennials.
Yeah.
I feel like Taylor, she must be threatened by Olivia, and that's what this is really all about. No?
100%.
I don't know why, though.
So,
yes, Olivia has great songs, and she is somebody who can knock Taylor off the charts in a second because she's got that fan base. She's, like, tuned into TikTok and stuff like that. I feel like Taylor and Beyonce are the ones who kind of, like, are competitors. If I see another chart where, all right, let's compare whose tour does better, I'm just like, who cares? They're both great. You know, who yeah. cares who's winning or losing on this kind of thing?
Yeah.
But there's Olivia just sneaking up behind.
Let me give it to you from the Swiftie perspective, because Taylor sings a lot about how her biggest fear is, like, not being, like, the shiny thing that everybody loves anymore as she gets older and older. But people in the fandom for Taylor Swift accuse Olivia of, like, using Taylor Swift to build her fan base. So in the beginning, she was like, oh my God, I'm the biggest Swiftie ever, blah, blah, blah. Remember, Ed, when we interviewed her, her and I had a very lovely chat about being Swifties because she knew that she could get the Swiftie fans to help promote her music and blah, blah, blah. Now that she doesn't need them anymore, she's like, yeah.
I think that's a stretch. I think that's a much bigger stretch.
I'm just telling you what's happening on the world of Twitter, okay?
Okay, well, how about this?
Oh boy.
That was a while ago.
Okay.
Number two, she hadn't met her. Number three, they hadn't had the songwriting credit thing go. Mm-hmm. Number four, Taylor hadn't invited Sabrina Carpenter to be on the tour.
Oh, yeah, and what's the Sabrina Carpenter drama for those who don't know?
Olivia Rodrigo and Sabrina Carpenter hate each other because of High School Musical, the musical, the series.
Driver's License is about Sabrina Carpenter, too, right? About how the guy left Olivia for her. Yeah, it's like a whole thing.
Yeah, Joshua Bassett, yes. So,
Taylor, did Taylor choose her on purpose then?
What do you think?
The most calculated person in show business.
So
come
on. Does she pick? She picks Paramore for one. And then she picks Sabrina Carpenter out of nowhere. Hey, Sabrina, you want to come play a show? Yeah, let's, because we both hate Olivia Rodrigo. Yeah. I mean, come on.
Do you think...
Literally could have picked, Sabrina Carpenter's not big enough to open for Taylor Swift. She picked her anyway.
Do you think that Sabrina and Taylor, like, chain smoke cigarettes in a kitchen and talk smack about Olivia Rodrigo?
No.
Over goulash?
No, I don't think Taylor hung out with Sabrina Carpenter longer than 5 minutes to say hello.
Huh. Interesting. I like Sabrina Carpenter, but that's just me.
Of course you do.
She's good. She's talented.
How convenient.
All right.
You're blind about Chris Pratt and his social media being controlled by his wife. Is that true?
Yes. I mean, I got screenshots and all kinds of things. So, yes, it's true. It's weird. I didn't think Katherine Schwarzenegger was the overtly jealous type. So I wonder if Chris was talking to fans that she didn't want him to talk to, because he did use it as his interaction. And like I said, in The Blind, he used it to hook up with people from time to time. I'm not saying while he was married, I'm just saying, like, he would find hookups and stuff like that.
Well, do you think that's how they linked up originally? And so she knew the scheme.
You know, I don't know. That's a good question. They live really, okay. That part of where they live, it's like in Santa Monica, it's everybody kind of lived really close to each other as it was. So it's very possible that they just kind of ran into each other because those houses are really kind of close together. Arnold lives in a much bigger place, but the other people, like the Shrivers and stuff, they all live in, like, houses that were close to Chris Pratt. So I think that they could have just run into each other.
Hmm. Okay. Weird.
It's very odd. I mean, it's the whole family, like, in all these different kind of homes, they're all almost right next to each other, and they all kind of look at the beach, but they're mostly in Santa Monica.
Enty, when Chris Pratt was with Anna Faris, did he cheat on her?
Yeah, with Jennifer Lawrence.
Okay, see?
Oh,
that's
right.
Yeah. That's my new movie. Wife is, like, freaking out.
Yeah, the set of that terrible movie.
It was a weird movie, wasn't it?
Passengers.
I still don't understand that. Let me wake you up and let me kill you, and then you're, because you're going to die, right?
Yeah. So, and my only friend is this robot.
So you got to fall in love with me. And yeah, that was a really, that was a weird, weird
but
movie.
But also love Jennifer
Lawrence.
And
then he did the same thing. Then he trashed, you know, Anna Faris or whatever, and saying that she's a bad mom and stuff like that. And so maybe, Jennifer Lawrence.
Maybe that was his wife tweeting. You know, his wife was tweeting that for him.
Whole thing with Jennifer Lawrence, she was sending naked photos to Harvey. And if you notice that she hasn't had a career since Harvey Weinstein went down, nothing, zero.
Yeah, it's been
got
been
this one movie that's kind of out now. It's very, very, very quiet because everybody knows it's you know, if he was still in power, she'd have probably three more Oscars.
Wow. Okay, on that note, let's move forward to now. I have not seen Wednesday. I know that it is a huge show. So what is this about Percy Hines-White being written off?
You know, I believe that Percy's Canadian.
Oh, that's right.
So this, you know, makes it very topical. There have been accusations of serial sexual assaults by Percy.
Oh,
and several of them underage. Oh. And then, so, you know, everybody's like, oh, he should be written off of Wednesday. But he's got a huge supporter in Jenna Ortega, who plays Wednesday.
That's slippery. That is so slippery.
So, you know, there's the stories, oh, he's being written out. But the problem is that the writers aren't working, so there's no way he has been written out at this point.
Oh, interesting. interesting.
So when you see stories like that, he's been written out and stuff. Well, who's writing him out? There's nobody writing. So when you see something like that, take it with a grain of salt. However, he does not deserve to be in the series. And my guess is that he will not be in the series, despite Jenna Ortega, you know, supporting him. He's got a whole bunch of bots and fans online that support the heck out of him and just flood message boards. His mom does it. His mom goes on social media saying basically what a great guy he is and everything like that.
Oh, my God.
Doesn't your mom do that, Ed?
Yeah, she's been known.
Wow, my son is the best.
Isn't he so talented?
Look how handsome he is.
He's got a new haircut. Okay.
Well, it's weird, though, because she interacts with, like really, really fan, like people who want to sleep with him kind of thing. And she's interacting with them, and they're saying things, like, that are sexual in nature. And she'll say something like, I totally agree. And you go, did you read what that person said before you sent that?
It's kind of like back in the day where if you talked any smack about Justin Bieber, his uncle would come out of the woodwork and start replying to tweets.
Oh, yeah. God, that's like a fever dream.
okay. I know we haven't mentioned her in a little while, but Lizzo.
I feel like we talk about Lizzo every week.
It's been a minute. Her and her fiance split up because they're not following each other anymore on Instagram.
I mean, that happened like about a month ago.
Oops.
So
we missed it.
It's okay. Well, you know, who's paying attention? Look, I don't. There are people, and I'm glad that there are computer programs that say, oh, so-and-so unfollowed so-and-so and stuff like that. At the beginning of the whole controversy, they stopped following each other. I haven't seen them together in forever. So my guess is that they are split. I think that some of the revelations about the sex clubs and things like that, he did not know about.
Where the hell was my invite?
No, I think it's just like perhaps she interacted with some of these people and he did not know about that. And so he chose to walk away from that relationship. That's my whole take on it. I'm kind of waiting to see as a lawyer, I'm kind of waiting to see just kind of like the legal process and see if there's a check or anything like that that's written, or if they're just going to take this to court. And because all the worst allegations are probably out there about Lizzo at this point. I don't think that there's going to be anything new. Has she weathered the storm and now she'll go to court and make these people have to spend a bunch of money, or did their lawyer take it on contingency and thinks, oh yeah, I can make some money off of this, so I'm not charging. So we'll see. I think it'll all be settled probably like by February or March.
Wow.
Do you think Lizzo goes back to business as usual, or is she done?
That's a good question. I think that she's probably done. What has she done new? You know, I don't keep up with every kind of release, but when's the last time she had new music?
Yeah. Sure.
Was it whatever was on the Barbie soundtrack?
Yeah. When I wake up.
Oh, yeah.
Which is probably just like cutting room floor. It was probably just something excluded from her album.
Maybe.
I mean, is that really the banger from the soundtrack? I mean, everybody, you know, the Billie Eilish one or the Dua Lipa one is probably what everybody talks about.
Everyone talks about I'm Just Ken. That is the bop
that
from
is,
the Barbie
yeah,
soundtrack.
That's the song.
All right. I don't think it's going to be. Everybody's like, there's this argument about whether or not they'll get nominated for an Academy Award. And if it does get nominated for an Academy Award, then Ryan Gosling has to sing. So, I don't know. The sad part is that I don't think he wrote the song, but he'll have to go out there and sing it, but he won't actually get the Oscar, you know?
Sure.
Which is sad.
Okay, Enty, before we say goodbye for the week, can you hit us with one of your world famous blind items?
Okay, yeah, I just got a nice simple one.
Simple for simple
people. You guys will be confused about it.
Sure.
You guys will be confused, and you will try and ask a question to clarify. But if I clarify, there's not enough in the subject matter where I can give you any kind of clarification. Mm. It's not like it's a horrible one where I say no clarification. It's just like there's only a couple of singers that fit this. Okay? All right. A-list, north of the border singer, cheating on his longtime significant other.
I mean, yeah, you're right. Pretty much anything we ask, we'll give it away.
Yeah.
Correct.
Okay.
Correct.
Wait, with an X?
Not with an X.
Sucks to be you.
All right.
But I'll say this. The two choices both have the same X.
Okay. Oh, I love you.
What the hell? Okay.
We will talk to you next week.
All
right. You guys have a great week.
Ed has entered the chat.
I got it.
Bye, NT.
Bye.
Bye.